Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality. This audio tour guide will be your constant companion in your journey through the unknown and surreal. As you approach our exhibits, the audio tour guide will provide you with information and insights into their nature and history. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the exhibits. Do not attempt to interact or communicate with the audio tour guide. If you believe that the audio tour guide may be deviating from the intended tour program, please deposit your audio device in the nearest incinerator. While the staff here at the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality do their absolute best to ensure the safety of all visitors, accidents can happen. The museum is not liable for any injury, death, or impulse purchases that may occur during your visit. Enjoy your tour. And good luck.
Just a little further, Miss Home. I'm usually faster than this, but having to hold your little box slows me down. I could hold it in my mouth, but that wouldn't be very nice for you. I'm pretty good at climbing, you know. I was all the way up in a tree when we first met. Do you remember? This isn't too much trouble for me. The air is a little bitter up here, though. Makes it rough on the throat. I have to breathe more just to breathe. Does that make sense?
That's because the higher you are, the thinner the air is.
Thinner?
There's less oxygen in it. You breathe to get oxygen, so when there's less oxygen, you have to breathe more.
You're smart, Miss Tome. Don't really understand what you're saying, but I bet you're right, whatever it is.
Sure.
So, a little higher now. I don't usually go this high, but I thought you might like the proper view, eh? All my domain spread out below it is quite something.
Sure is a forest.
Usually a bit more eloquent than that. Aren't you going to do some of your narration about it?
That's just something that happens. Can't force it.
But, okay. Just one more. There we go, Miss Tome. Behold my domain. What do you think?
It's amazing.
Yes. Do you have any stories about mountains, Miss Time? Quite a place to tell one, I think.
I already told you one about a mountain. It ended
yes,
with...
Yes, I remember. But, do you have any others? An adventure about climbing a mountain, it's quite the setting for a tale, I would think.
Oh, actually, I do know a story like that. A retrieval team exploring a mountain and finding an ancient metal disc inside.
That sounds like just the sort of...
And then at the end, they all get slaughtered by monsters.
Right.
Would you like me to tell that story?
No, that's... I think I'll rest for a little. Took it out of me a bit, the climb.
Yes, and I imagine your injuries didn't help.
I'm fine. Don't worry, I'll just take a few minutes.
Here there be monsters.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, that'll do for now. Guide, this is the head of research, you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. And so are you, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to make a big stink about it, or are you going to get on with it and help me?
What can I do for you today?
Good. Please pass along to one of my assistants that I need my tapes of Fulman's treatises on the impermanent brought to my office. Remind them that they need to stay there and observe them until I come to grab them, or else they'll disappear. Got that?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to have them bring it here, or...
No, I said my office. Nice try, guide.
Yes, well, I imagine you haven't told your subordinates how you get in here anyway, have you? So much for the free flow of information.
I never said anything about the free flow of information. You're right, though. I have kept this little secret to myself, safer that way. The others are right that the engine has a lot of potential to be dangerous. Can't trust anyone else with access.
Yes, of course. Only you. Look, I can't stop you from coming here.
Because if you told on me, it would only lead to an even bigger mess, and you just hate drama.
Yes. So I'll keep an eye on you, and try to keep this situation as controlled as possible.
Oh, yes, yes, very noble of you.
In exchange, I would appreciate if you could at least tell me how you found a back entrance to this place. I'm the museum, after all. I'm curious, I guess, about parts of my layout that are unknown to me.
Hey, see, there's something we have in common, guide. Learning as much as we could about this place was the first thing I did after I was hired. Of course, with the shifting layout, you can't learn specifics or why it shifts, but you can learn about how it shifts, you know? The rules or maybe the impulses? Anyway, once you understand what happens when the shifts happen, eventually you find that there are other ways to get around than just walking the halls. I don't have a shortcut here. I have shortcuts everywhere.
Wow. You know, that kind of information would be quite useful if you shared it.
Come on, guide. Give me some credit here. I haven't kept it a secret. Hell, my work on understanding the nature of the museum is one of the main reasons I wound up with the head researcher role. My theories on the museum's nature are freely available. They're probably kept in the secure archive for security reasons, of course. Naturally, almost nobody else has been able to understand it on any practical level. It's one thing to have the data, it's a whole other thing to apply it. And besides, we've had other ways of getting around. The security department is phase-shifted over the top of the museum, so they could get around even without the backways.
I see. So the other heads of department know about your backways?
Yeah, for sure. Look, the ban on me coming here, that's just a formality. They know that I can get in here. That meeting was all just theatrics, you know? Just wagging the finger. Don't you get in any trouble, you know?
I don't think that's true, ma'am.
Okay. So have you let my assistants know I want the treatises? They're on an audio cassette. I record all my books so I can get around the no written word thing.
Yes, I've let them know. Not sure why you didn't just wish for a copy if you're going to break in here anyway.
Why? Because I'm being careful, guide.
Will there be anything else, ma'am?
That'll do for now. Thank you, guide.
Goodbye, ma'am. Ah, this is exciting. You are actually the first patron to ever visit this particular exhibit. It was only recently acquired by the museum and only went on display this morning. Sometimes it takes months for new exhibits to be found by visitors, so you're very lucky indeed. As you can see, this exhibit initially appears to be a perfectly normal desk fan, made from metal, in a style I am told is called, quote, retro 70s chic, unquote. However, it is much more than that. If you'll take a step around the plinth on which the fan is placed to look at it from the side, yes, you're seeing it now, aren't you? From this angle, you can see that this simple desk fan is, in fact, completely two-dimensional. As the angle shifts, it might appear to be extremely thin, like paper, but from a perfect 90-degree angle, it becomes clear that it is actually not present on the Z-axis, or something like that. Humans exist on a three-dimensional level, but perceive the world in two dimensions, and your brains fill in the blanks. An object that can be perceived by humans that actually exists solely in two dimensions is, as far as the research department is concerned, previously unheard of. And would you believe that such a remarkable object could come from such a humble place as the desk of a minor diplomat in a small country who should never have amounted to anything, but who, in no small part thanks to the fan, went on to change the world. The diplomat's name was Snorri, and he was a humble man. He Are you quite all right? Apologies if this is a bit rude, but you look a little bit... Oh. Oh dear, are you... Oh no, patronage department. A valued patron requires the infirmary. And, clean up at the two-dimensional desk van. Are you all right? I really must apologize. There was some concern that this exhibit might be a bit much for some people to, comprehend. That it might be somewhat overwhelming, but this is... Oh no, it's still going. There's a lot in there, huh? That's right. Just let it out. Oh, humans are so wet on the inside. Would you like to hear about Snorri and the fan? Would that comfort you in some way until the medics arrive? Or, okay, you don't want that. I'll just stop talking for now. Try to make sure you lie on your side. And please don't let this experience negatively reflect upon the museum. We value feedback and, yes, perhaps we'll take the fan off display for now.
Pull on the right. Come on, put your weight into it. We need to bring a center of mass down so we can keep it under control. Just a little further. Damn it, come on, people, put your weight into it. Make sure you don't look into its eyes. Keep the glasses on. A lot easier if we could just tranquilize the damn thing.
The museum has a firm policy against subjecting any creatures in the stables to any form of chemical sedation.
Sometimes people just say things, Guy. Don't worry about it. All right, again. There we go, once more. Heave! Yes, well done, people. Move it back into the cage. Next one should be an easy go of it. I'll be back.
Excellent work, sir. Your department is really stepping up.
Yeah, well, somebody has to. Patronage says the stables aren't their responsibility. Gotta be bloody someone's.
Well, previously matters related to the stables were carried out by a designated team in the security department.
Yep, that sounds about right. Mucking out the cages, exactly the sort of thing I signed up for. You know, that is not at all how I expected a basilisk to look. I thought they were supposed to be like big snakes.
Oh. Well, actually, the origins
Guide, of the... I'm sorry. I really don't have energy for this right now. Was there something in particular you wanted to talk about?
Ah, of course. Well, sir, you seem to have a visitor.
Who?
A J. Walter Montgomery. Professor Montgomery, actually. He says he's here as a consultant. Seemed a little cagey about what, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Where is he?
I've just got him in the foyer at the moment, sir.
Yeah, probably for the best. Heading there now. He's... Well, I don't know him myself. He's from some university in the States. I reached out to some old contacts to see if anyone might know what's up with the security department. No one had any real leads. But then out of nowhere, this Montgomery guy calls me up. Says he has urgent information I need to know about.
Oh, how did he know to contact you?
I probably heard something from one of the people I contacted. Seems he used to be a pretty respected guy. I asked the head of research, and when she finally got round to getting back to me, she said she read a couple of papers he wrote. Obscure history or something. Went a bit strange a few years ago and lost his job. Hasn't heard much about him since.
Right. And he says he knows something that could help us.
Something like that. Got too close to something, cost him his job, been on the tail of it ever since.
Do you believe him?
I believe he lost his job.
Right. Well, that's him over there in the...
Scuffed leather jacket, battered hat, creepy stare.
Yes, how did you...
I know the type. Hello, I'm the head of retrieval for the Mist Home Museum. How can I help you?
Hello, I contacted you recently regarding some information I thought you might find valuable.
Yes, Professor Montgomery, isn't it?
Please call me Walt. My time in academia is long past.
Right, okay, sure. Can I ask how you knew we were looking for information, actually? I don't mean to be rude, but I only contacted a handful of people, and you weren't one of them.
Yes, of course. I was told of your recent difficulties.
By who?
My cards.
Cards? What are we talking here? Tarot cards?
No, just ordinary playing cards. I cast them to the ground and by interpreting them, find my path forward.
Right. Look, Professor, Walt, I've got a ton on my plate right now. If you think you've got information that'll be useful to me, then please send it via email.
Friends of yours, colleagues, have been not themselves recently. Is that right? Changed in some way. You can't quite put your finger on. Working together to an end you can't quite comprehend. That sound familiar?
Did your cards tell you that?
They told me to come here. And that I would find people who had gone through something like what had happened to me.
Right. So...
My colleagues at the university. Assistants and a few students who had been working with me on something. I don't know if it happened quickly or slowly. I was too engrossed in my work. But eventually I realized that they were strangers to me. Something behind the eyes. An uncanniness that couldn't quite be unpicked. I told one of them something, and another one would know. I've always been one to burn the midnight oil, but they outdid me. Sheer, unbroken focus. I don't think they slept. It was more like they were cogs in a machine than the people I'd once known.
I see.
Tell me, friend. Does that sound familiar to you?
If you enjoy the Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality, please consider supporting the show via Patreon at patreon.com/domguilfoyle. You'll be helping to make sure the show keeps going, not just by supporting me, but also by giving money to go towards equipment, software and hiring actors. Patrons of all tiers get access to an ad-free feed and access to new episodes a week ahead of the main feed, and you'll also get access to some bonus content. Everyone who subscribes at $10 or higher will get to have their name read out at the end of the next episode that gets released. This episode's wonderful supporter is Megan Nice, and a special thank you to curator-level patron Crow. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe out there. The Mistome Museum of Mystery, Morbidity and Mortality is written, produced and performed by Dom Guilfoyle with the help of That's Not Canon Productions. This series was produced on Aboriginal land, and we recognise the strength, resilience and enduring legacy of the Yagara and Turrbal people of this land. If you'd like more Mistome, please subscribe and like the Facebook page, where more content is occasionally posted and where you can get in touch with us. The following is an advertisement that helps support the show's continued existence. If you'd like to support it more directly, visit thatsnotcanon.com for more information.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.